Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Dave is in San Francisco. He wants to join. Actually, here's a question for you, Joe.
Okay.
Dave, what's your question for Jasky?
I hope I can answer it.
Hey, this is okay. Good morning, fellas. It's a good conversation, but I kind of have to shut it down because you guys are kind of grilling the NBA about what's going on before they even reach the NBA. The AAU level, the lower youth level, has nothing to do with the NBA. These are all parents allowing their kids to play these games to get to where they're at. Halliburton, Lillard, three-star recruits went to smaller colleges because they had to put in the work to get there.
I agree.
There's nothing that you can do to say, like, oh, we're getting Halliburton. He's already age 40 in terms of all the games that he's played coming into the NBA already. The NBA has nothing to do with that. Now, I agree the NBA needs to stop back-to-back, but you can't stop a kid from playing. You can't. It goes back down all the way to the parents. If you want to go down to that rabbit hole, but AAU, anything below that, or even high school, you can't stop it.
So here's what I guess maybe I didn't. I'll cut you off. I want to hear your thoughts after I say this. What I'm saying is that I think knowing what type of player is coming into your league and knowing the amount of wear and tear required to make it, right, through a Division II or a lower-level Division I program and the amount of wear and tear, I think that's where the NBA needs to acknowledge, like, oh, well, you know, the guys that we're getting into this league that are going to make it into this league are already coming into the league with unbelievable wear and tear. We need to adjust what product we're putting there. I'm not blaming the NBA. I'm explaining the problem that exists, and they're going to have to find a way around it. Similar to the NFL, basically saying, yeah, we need to eliminate the amount of hard hitting at practice because these guys that are coming into the league, like we're getting guys from Alabama that are hitting way too much. They come into our league and we've got to limit the amount of head-to-head collisions in practice.
Yeah, kickoffs,
you know?
Too. Yeah.
And so like that's why all the guys are wearing Guardian caps, for example, and that's why we've eliminated two-a-days in the NFL. So I think there needs to be a happy medium. No one is blaming the NBA solely. What I'm saying is they need to recognize people coming into their league already have wear and tear on them, and they've got to find a way to maximize these guys' career because they're the product.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Okay, can I have a rebuttal question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You have a recruit coming in. You have two recruits. Talent level is, one is really great, but he has a lot of wear and tear. And the other one is a tier below. as an NBA team, would you pass on that guy?
No one is saying that. No one's saying that.
Well, in the NFL, and thank you, Dave, like, that is a legitimate conversation when it comes to certain positions.
I agree with.
Like, running backs that have a lot of wear and tear in college.
That's a good point, actually.
I'm very interested in how Ashton Jeanty translates this year. The guy's had a lot of touches.
Good point.
And we'll see. Maybe he'll flame out. Like, maybe he'll start off really good, but maybe he's 28 and he's clearly diminished at that point. Hell, Todd Gurley, a guy that came out, was amazing.
He had
degenerative knees.
This is a conversation for baseball pitchers. You're going to have the MLB Combine coming up. And if you don't think that they're going to look at the wear and tear on a kid's shoulder, you're tripping.
The medical
is real.
You will have exactly. The medicals for all these guys are going to be known.
Yeah, I think he's been a little naive on that one.
We're coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're kind of just talking about the aftermath of yesterday in sports. Obviously, the Giants took care of business against the Red Sox. They took it 2 out of 3. We're going to continue to talk about the NBA Finals and the Warriors offseason, because the offseason officially starts today. Nick Friedell joining us in about 15 minutes. Cousin Nick Friedell, our Odyssey NBA insider. He was locked in on this Finals. I'm going to get his thoughts on Tyrese Haliburton, if the league truly does have a problem. I mean, five players having Achilles injuries. The worst injury in sports.
That's the one. It's devastating.
And you made the comp to the Tommy John, which I thought it was great. And I think Guru tweeted yesterday, it's the check engine light now. It's like, you got to get that in. You got to take that to the mechanic as soon as possible. Blame is strong.
No.
For me, I said I'm blaming the coaching staff for not taking it out of Tyrese's hands, because the player's always going to want to play. It's rare that you have the player that says, I'm going to sit out. And then what do we do as a society? We crush the player. Oh, he doesn't care enough. Oh, he doesn't. Like, had Tyrese Haliburton,
said, so unfair.
It's so unfair.
It's so unfair.
Right?
Because that can happen. I know.
So we put a pressure on these guys as society, said, wow, look at him. Look at him gutting it out. Yeah, he tore his Achilles. But hey, he tried his best. Yeah, he tore his Achilles. He'll never be the same player again. So it's easy enough for us to say. So that's why I actually like when the coaches take it out of the player's hands. They may hate the coach for the rest of their lives. It may be something, but you know what? As a coach, you're going to have to live with
that. But here's where the hard part is, is that these legacies are defined in the playoffs. So I think of someone like LaDainian Tomlinson sitting on the sideline with his helmet on and a coat over him, and he wouldn't go into the game. And we didn't know if the coaching staff told him to not go into the game or if he just didn't have the explosion or whatever.
Jay Cutler, another one, right?
Yeah, Jay Cutler's another one, right? Yeah. And look, I don't think it's fair, but what did all the fans do? They crushed him.
They've never looked at Jay Cutler again the same after that.
It sucks, man. It sucks. It really does suck. And I look, this whole thing about, like, what's the league going to do? They're never going to taper back. Like, well, then they need to figure out ways to tinker the schedule, whether that means a slight reduction in games, whether that means spreading it out. Do we really need to start in October? Do we really need to go? Like, think about this. Like, it's June. We're about to be July. July, August, September, that's 3 months off, and then we're going to start up again in October? And these guys are all, what is JK doing right now? His season's been over for like 2 months. He's been in the gym the entire summer. To be a pro athlete, these guys are year-round.
It is kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
It is. Like, when it comes to the NFL,
year-round.
The NFL does it the best, right? I mean, obviously, you play in the Super Bowl, but that's the second
but
week.
You can't,
the second week of February. Then you got the entire rest of that month. You got March, April. And again, I'm not really counting like those mini camps. Sure, there's the rarities where something like crazy happens. Teddy Bridgewater on line one, right?
They're not even wearing pads.
They're not doing it. They're just going through the motions. Because you know why? Because they know they don't need to be going 100% all the time.
Football's very unique, though, Joe. You can't play pickup football.
I know you
can. In the NFL.
Like, flag football, but yeah, it's not the same.
For example, Clay hurt himself playing pickup basketball.
I know.
Right? Now,
know.
I'm not mad at Clay for doing that at all,
no.
But I'm saying, like, that, like, you run the risk every time you're out there.
Oh, what was it? DeMarcus Cousins, similarly, same thing.
Yeah.
Right? He's going through a scrimmage or whatever.
His quad exploded in the finals.
Right? Paul George.
God, that was the worst.
That was for Team USA, right? Paul George. Like, these things happen.
Here's the reality is that we are never going to eliminate injuries in sports. They're always going to be there. But, and this is where I worry about the NFL. 17 games, yeah, I think it's one too many. 18, that's two too many. 16 is probably too many for the human body.
Right.
And yet we keep going more and more. And yeah, I'm going to be the one guy saying, nah, in this particular instance, I think less is better.
I do think the MLB has they've been trying to thread the needle with this when it comes to the pitching for a long time. And I do think we're at a point where, And listen, people might disagree with me. I think they've gotten it right for the most part when it comes to trying to help these pitchers out. Now, some people might be, you can't let him go 100. It's like there's a happy medium, right? For who was my guy? Kevin Cash out in Tampa pulling Blake Snell in the World Series. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this the analytics, the data tells us, we, you know, third time through the order or whatever, he's at this pitch count, we got to take him out. Now, there's times where it's like, you can push that to a side. The guy's balling. Just let him keep going, right? Until they finally start hitting him up, and then you take him out, right? I think for the most part, that the whole analytics and it comes to the wear and tear and the Tommy Johns, all of it, we've done a pretty good job.
We've gotten better.
We've gotten a lot better.
Because they're aware of what's going on at the youth level now more than ever, and they're worried about, like, Kyle Harrison. I can lose my mind about Kyle Harrison in the minors only throwing three innings at a time. Why did they do that? Because they're legitimately deathly scared of this guy blowing his shoulder off at 23 years old.
It's an investment, right?
Exactly.
They want to keep their investment for the future intact. Again, Red Sox, I just said the same thing. He's like, hey, let's option this guy down right now. He doesn't need the wear and tear, the mental grind right now of being in the big leagues. Let's see what we got here. We'll evaluate him. And then push comes to shove later on. Maybe it'll be a September call-up, and we'll see where he's at then. 888-957-9570 is the number. But another big storyline yesterday, Joe, was Kevin Durant getting traded to the Houston Rockets. We all saw it. Jalen Green, bye-bye. Dylan Brooks, bye-bye. You get to go to Phoenix, Arizona. Have fun there. Devin Booker, I don't know if he's happy about that. It is kind of funny, though, with Dylan Brooks. He was one of the best players in that series, Dylan the Villain. Now he's gone to, like, exile in Phoenix. It's like, hey, Dylan, thanks for helping change the culture and being one of the leaders of our team. Now kick rocks because we got Kevin Durant.
It's only going to go downhill from there.
Exactly. So they got. So how's that starting five going to look? KD, Amen Thompson, Şengün, right? Fred VanVleet?
Yeah.
And then who else is it going to be there?
Jabari
Smith? I don't know. That's a perfect player to learn from, by the way, for Jabari KD, Smith is KD, right? Yeah. Same build, basically, right? A guy that can score, get his own shot. I didn't think they used Jabari Smith enough in that series.
I agree.
And again, a team in the West getting better around you. You got to think the Clippers are going to do something, right? The Lakers always do something, right? They're going to try to obviously pay Luka first and foremost this offseason. They just made a big trade in their own right, kind of. Mark Walters, now their owner after the Buss family sold. So what are they going to do? What is Oklahoma City? Are they going to stand pat and just run it back? I mean, God, they're kind of set up to do that if they wanted to. What's going to go on in the Eastern Conference, right? You've already seen some of the Eastern Conference team poaching the West. Desmond Bain going. What's going on with JJJ now? Jaren Jackson Jr.
I would love to get Jaren Jackson.
That's a guy.
Jr.
Like, is Memphis trying to blow it up? Devin Booker. I mean, is there a player better suited to be a Golden State Warrior than Devin freaking Booker at this point?
He'd be really nice for the Warriors. Right? He's the two guard you have desperately needed who can ball handle. Oh, Steve Kerr really befriended in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously just really compliments Steph Curry in the backcourt.
Right. Let's go to Ryan in San Jose before we hit the injury report. Ryan, good morning. You're on Spadoni and Shasta.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, 30 years of coaching, I've watched kids from, the early 90s all the way through.
What sport?
Nowadays, volleyball.
Okay, cool.
So I coached for 30-plus years, and I've never seen kids now. Now my daughter's playing, and the size of these kids, they're in adult bodies, and I'm watching them. I still train with kids on the side. They're so athletic, and they're so tall at such young ages. And I think, Shasky, you talk about the wear and tear and, the AAUs. Well, we're training them like they're pro athletes at such a young age because they are so physical. I mean, you walk into an AAU, gym, and nothing against the guy who talked about his AAUs in the 90s. We weren't built like that then. There weren't kids who are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", at age, 15. The size of these kids out there playing, it's ridiculous. And so, I'm with you on the wear and tear because, again, I do private lessons, and these kids are coming in, and they want more and more. And it's like, and then they go to their camps, and it's like they overtrain a little bit. And so now the Halliburtons of the world, you're going to see the injuries because there are not a lot of coaches like you, Shasky, or people who actually train to be smart with about like pitch counts. Like when I coached volleyball, we had jump counts. We had swing counts. We thought about how many times they were jumping in a tournament, and then we had to, the next practice, we didn't have that kid jump a lot, right? Because we had to think about injuries.
Yeah.
And I was lucky to work with some really good coaches, but it now is like train, train, train. And so when they do get to the pros, they do get to college, they're worn out. Their bodies are beat up because they're so physical nowadays.
It's such a great call. I had a kid.
Thanks, Brian.
I don't want to say it, but like he catches a lot. And I'm like, dude, you should not be in the hot sun for 6 hours on Saturday and Sunday catching like inning upon inning upon inning. You're literally in the squat at 13, 12 years old, and you're ruining your hips and your knees and your ankles. And like, so to me, it's almost like a running back. Like this kid can't move as well. And he's like 13, 14 years old because for the last 5 years, every weekend, he's catching hours upon hours in the hot sun getting beat up.
His hips, his knees, hell, his hands. His hands are going to be like looking like Brian Baldinger's all different ways and getting
hit. But he loves it. He loves it. And I know, like, I understand you want to fuel that. And your child loves it. You want to, hey, I want to give you these opportunities to play. But you also have to go swimming and be a kid and ride bicycles and, you know what I mean? And like, right, do all that stuff. And his point about we are literally training a lot of these kids as kids, they're kids, but we're training them like they're adults.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.